Triple M Mid-North Coast. Yeah, it's Johnny Fabrecki. G'day, everybody. It's Wednesday. We've all woken up. We've got another day. You beauty. The Hook's there, living in the 70s. 5:08. Black as the Ace of Spades, still out there this morning. Partly cloudy, foggy. 80% chance of showers in the north. A 60% chance elsewhere. Maybe a storm this morning. And 13 to 19 degrees predicted by the Bureau for today. Now, looking at the radar, it's raining south of Coffs this morning, in between Coffs and Smoky Cape, around the Nambucca and Maxville. Hopefully they're getting it there over the mountain ranges. Doesn't look like there's much there. Pretty clear, though, from Smoky Cape, virtually down to Seal Rock. So, and the rainfall registrations, Coffs winning out overnight with 23 mils and 3/5 of not much anywhere else. Anyway, we will see. For the boaties, they're looking at easterlies today at around 10 to 15 knots in the swell, still out of the south to about 2 metres on those more open beaches. Okay, mates, let's have a look at what's making news today. On this hump day Wednesday, we're looking towards the weekend, the footy finals. Yeah, okay, we get over this one. The major news stories of the day, Peter Dutton's nanny interventions will be examined in Parliament this afternoon. And a motorway overpass has collapsed in the Indian city of Calcutta with a concrete segment slamming to the ground and killing at least one person. We'll hear more about that as the morning goes on. Wow, that's terrible. Locally, it's Legacy Week. Actually, I bought a block of chocolate, a Legacy chocolate, when I was down the street yesterday. They still do great work, you know, Legacy. And a reminder, 65,000 present-day widows and children are currently being helped by Legacy. And in the mid-north coast area of Port Macquarie, I've got some stats through from our legacy workers. 530 widows and a number of families in the Port Hastings area still rely on Legacy for either financial or social support. They do great work. Also, nominations are now open for the Rotary Club of Port Macquarie Sunrise and Mayor Sporting Fund Sports Awards. Over $7,000 in prizes will be awarded to local athletes to help them achieve their sporting dreams, and nominations close at the end of the month. In sport, looks like Billy Slater and Cameron Munster will be back for the Storm for Friday night semi-final blockbuster against Souths. That game live on Triple M as Triple M rocks the footy. And locally in sport, in surfing, the Mid-North Coast Girls Surf Riders. I got a note from Robbie yesterday to tell us their club next club competition is on Sunday at Rainbow Beach, Bonnie Hills, and it's a double point round. Good luck to the girls on Sunday. Now, on the show today, plenty happening. Coming up after 7, we're going to open the phone lines about what other changes do you think you could make to Thomas the Tank Engine to make him more relevant in 2018. Now, this story started yesterday, late yesterday. The United Nations is involved in an overhaul of Thomas the Tank as part of its Sustainable Development Program. Don't worry about North Korea. Don't worry about Vladimir Putin. Let's fix Thomas the Tank up. I think it's an easier fix. Now, we've got some new characters in the show now. Australian Isla, Chinese Hong Mi, African Nia, and Chirabala, a female railway controller from India, will now appear in the new series. What other changes do you think could be made to make him more relevant? We'll talk about that, and I'm sure my Triple M listeners will have some beauties. Now, a couple I've thought of already. If we get an American Thomas, he might be Thomas the Yank Engine. We can have an episode where Peter Dutton challenges the Fat Controller for leadership of the shunting yard. Thomas could be renamed Thomas Cena, the solar panel engine, because, I mean, coal, you know. The island of Soldor, where Thomas lives, is now a wind farm. Ringo Starr is narrated to be replaced by drag queen RuPaul or Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know. I'll open the phone lines. What other changes do you think we could make Thomas more relevant to 2018? Also on the show today, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Come on, Father's Day was Sunday. I bet you're full of them. We'll see who earns our lunch for two people in Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. The $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Jesse James, Raquel Welsh and our own 007 George Lazenby. The grand final ticket, the golden grand final ticket for you and your friend. Imagine going to the grand final, airfares, accommodation. You get driven to the ground. You watch the game from zone box tickets while waiters serve a luxurious five-course meal with a beverage package, flights and accommodation, as I mentioned. Only Triple M club members can win. Sign up today, triplem.com.au. And, of course, Christy in with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. 13 past five. We
love
our
city. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just, it's a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Cactus, the story so far.
Saw your light on, Scott, and thought I'd drop in. Fly opposition leader Bill Curley, what are you doing at the lodge?
Well, the latest opinion poll says that your Scott Rabbit on government is less popular than crabs. Ha ha ha. So I came to measure up for my furniture. Ha ha ha. Hmm. Looks like I'll have to knock that wall out if I want to fit in my vast wardrobe of shop steward leather jackets.
Hey! But get out of here, you bodgy. Until the election, I hold the reins of power.
Yes, but you're riding a stuffed chook.
Now let's find out what happened next.
Saw your light on, thought I'd drop in.
Oh, God, even worse, opposition. Tony Abbs. I'm here to measure up for my furniture.
Oh, that's altogether unthinkable. It's me who'll triumph at the polling booths.
No,
the Liberal Party will soon shaft Scott and reinstate me because Scott's doing worse in the polls than I did and he hasn't even given out a knighthood to Prince Philippoussis.
Oh, just get those budgie smugglers out of my house. Think of the children.
Looks like I'll have to knock a wall out to fit in my 3,000 Bibles.
3,000?
Yes, I've stayed in a lot of motel rooms.
The whole fact is, I saw your light on, so thought I'd drop in to measure up for my furniture.
Oh, God, Pauline Hatful.
Yes, which is because I am riding the crest of my people power. So the thing being is, I will win the election from off you, and I will lead the country. So how do I work this tape measure?
Look, you lead the country? Ha ha, but you're a woman.
Oh, there's no need to be sexist. She's just a thickhead.
They say that a week is a long time in politics, but I think 2 minutes is enough for most of us. Goodbye.
Australia Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
The Foo Fighters have postponed two Canadian dates on their Concrete and Gold tour after Dave Grohl lost his voice. Apparently, it'll resume in Vancouver on September 8th. Survivor and Olympian Lydia Lassiter is gone. The two tribes formed into one and Shane Gould led the charge for Lydia to have her flame extinguished.
13th person voted out of Australian Survivor Champions versus Contenders. Lydia. That's 7 votes, that's enough.
Ah, guys.
And Port Macquarie local muso Chris Rose has landed a high-profile support gig and we'll see Chris here on his home turf. The big news is you're going to be doing a little mini tour with Shepherd.
So I'm jumping on board their latest huge tour for their latest album, which went number one on the ARIA charts. And yeah, I'm absolutely stoked. It's going to be the ride of a lifetime. Starting off in Wyong this coming Thursday, and then I'm heading to Port Macquarie, my hometown, then Coffs Harbour, Casino, Tamworth and Newcastle. I've got a brand new single out and music video, which is on my Facebook page. And yeah, the song's called Electric Air.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters, where in the gauge I just read it, they got 0.8 of a millimetre at the airport. Bluey, you are absolutely soaked at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, I reckon we've got 20 mils out here.
He's got nearly an inch. And then you do fair dinkum live in the Bermuda Triangle. Then Richard the Barber, not far from you, said he got 13 yesterday when you said you could even just wipe all the boats over with a cloth. There was nothing in them.
There was nothing in them, that's for sure.
And I tell you, I'll
be working on this morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I tell you, the fourth day of spring yesterday, I went into the post office. Everyone's got jackets on and shivering. What is going on with their afternoons and that cold wind blew? It's a shocker.
I know. That easterly, it's got a lot of bite in it, hasn't it? It sends us home early. I'm not fitting this, I tell you.
All righty. Now, did we get any fish yesterday?
No, we did it pretty tough, actually. The windows of opportunity weren't there yesterday, and the fish didn't cooperate when we did have a chance to get a line in the water. So it was duck eggs yesterday, so hopefully we can get something today.
All right. Again, you've got that easterly wind, though. Bottom of the tide at 10. Where are we going to go?
Well, we're going to have to hide up in the estuary again today. I don't know, but I'm going to cut up a bit of mullet. I'm just going to cruise out there mid-morning, and I'm just going to try for a brim along the rocky foreshore in the deeper water. Okay. Hopefully the brim are hiding in close to the rocks there.
Okay, all right. Well, look at that. You got some results through from clubs from the weekend?
Yes, the Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club, they had their monthly comp on. 103 fishos weighed in on the weekend. That's a good roll-up, isn't it? For 85 kilos of fish.
Wow, yeah.
So, Deep Sea Boys got out, they were surprised, but snapper the 4.5 kilos, pearl perch 3 kilos, kingfish just under the 3 kilo mark, mowongs a little in the kilo mark, rockin' beaches, they didn't do too bad, tail at 1.3, drummer to 1.4, so good drummer still on the bite at the moment, and some nice brim around the kilo mark.
Okie dokie, all right, that sounds pretty good. Now, clubs, go on.
And I've also got results through from the Red Rock Fishing Club too.
All right, yep.
And the Deep Sea Boys did get out. I know it was a bit of a strong wind warning, but they did get out. They had snapper to 5.2 kilos. Gee, that's a nice snapper, isn't it?
Oh, very nice.
Pearl perch to 3 kilo. Pigfish to a kilo. Jewfish to 4 kilos. And a lot of brim around the 3/4 kilo mark. Good luck to the Red Rock fishers. They did pretty well on the weekend.
All right, second weekend of the month. We've got the Woolgoolga out this weekend.
Yes, the Woolgoolga fishers are out this weekend. 1 o'clock weigh-in back at the Bolo with the barbecue. Also, the Port Macquarie Anglers have got a comp on this weekend. And the Smithtown RSL Bowling Club Anglers, they've got a comp on. It's a 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue.
All right.
And I think the Warhope RSL Fishing Club have also got a comp on this weekend. Their weigh-in will be at 2 o'clock at the rear of the clubhouse.
All right, kidoki. All right, Bluey. Thank you for that. Now, yesterday, we were talking about the Triple M Rock Your Shop. I'm going to be there on Saturday with Christy at Camden Haven Marine for the Spring Into Boating Big Weekend Sale. And we're trying to think of great television or movie boats we could run little quizzes with, because we've got a stack of prizes to give away there this weekend, Bluey. Now, you and I were working on, like, the obvious ones, like the Love Boat, Captain Stooming, etc. And you've thought of a few more.
Yeah, I thought, well, the African Queen would have to be up there, wouldn't it?
Oh, remember when Humphrey Bogart and Catherine Hepburn, remember, threw his bottle of whiskey overboard and he wasn't happy? And what about when he got the leeches on him? Little beasties he used to... Remember that? She's sitting in the boat and he's dragging it through the swamp and the leeches are getting him all over him. Shocking.
Oh, jeez. And the other one I liked was Jaws.
Oh, yeah, we've got to get a bigger boat.
Yeah, got to get a bigger boat.
Gee, I tell you what, absolute classics. And the other one we forgot, I think, was the Titanic, Captain Smith.
Yep.
Remember him?
Yeah. I tell you what, you can get a nice bucket and just put that inside the boat.
Yeah, that's right. Clue. What about the SS Minnow, Bluey, from Gilligan's Island?
Yes, that's right.
Now the thing I love about that, Bluey, is remember the professor, how cluey he was, right? He could get the radio to work by putting a couple of wires in some coconuts, right? And getting the radio to work. He did stuff like that. He couldn't fix a hole in a boat.
No.
He could do all these other great things, but boat maintenance was not his strong point. I think Soaker would have been the man. They would have liked Soaker washed up on Gilligan's Island, I think.
Him and Gilligan would have got on real well together.
Oh, I think so too. Now, listen, is he sporting a new haircut? I swear I saw him at the weekend loading the golf cart onto the trailer. Is he sort of joining you in the very close haircut stakes?
Very much so, yes.
I think
he's overtaken me, actually.
I think he's... when I saw him, he was he didn't have a hat on his head. He had a chamois, so I don't know. Anyway, good. Is he golfing today? Is today a golf day for him or not?
What's today? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's golfing. Ah, golf day for say. Well, look out. I haven't seen the new haircut. Wow, that's very impressive, let me tell you. Anyway.
Yes.
Soka would have been a very welcome addition along to Gilligan's Island, I think. And I think he'd have hit Mr. Howell up for a good hourly rate, too, while he was preparing the boat.
That's right. Yeah. He wouldn't have to worry about footwear anyway.
No, that's for sure. It would have suited him. All right, we better get on with this. The fishing today, if you're brave enough to be heading out, you don't like it. The easterly winds there, it's terrible at the beach. You're going to the estuary.
Yeah, out the estuary, cut up a bit of mullet and just try for a nice quality brimmer on the rocky foreshore.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Astroni.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
A possible shower and top of 20 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. The iconic Flagstaff Hill in Port Macquarie will undergo heritage and environmental maintenance work in coming times. Trees will be removed from the western side of the viewing platform and new signage is set to be installed to improve accessibility. The work is being undertaken by Port Hastings Council over the coming weeks. Director Melissa Watkins says the project forms part of bicentenary celebrations with a number of programs focusing on the heritage of the region planned. Some of the key findings of the local primary health network's local health needs survey have been released to be detailed today. Around 3,500 across the mid-north coast filled out the survey, delivering info on accessibility, health challenges, health service providers and quality. North Coast Primary Health Network's Amy Tyrrell says it'll be starting 10 a.m. at Panthers Port Macquarie.
Look, it's really aimed at everyone. It's open to the public. It's a free event. We're going to have a morning tea afterwards. So we'd love to see a range of people. Anyone interested in the health of their community is welcome to come along.
The Mid-North Coast Business Chamber has welcomed news of an increased number of people starting apprenticeships in the region. It comes off the back of state government's recent commitment to offer 100,000 fee-free apprenticeships while ensuring 20% of all workers on major infrastructure projects are in training. The local chamber's regional manager, Kellen Beard, says that while we're nation-leading in apprenticeships and traineeship enrolments, we could be doing better. The state is well behind Victoria and Queensland in terms of school-based apprenticeships. And a new housing report is showing many in the Port Hastings area who are renting are under housing stress. Renters are currently spending an average of 34% of their income on their living arrangements. To be out of danger, the spend should be closer to 30%. Now to sport. Sport Australia is looking to the community to make the most of federal government money to upgrade sporting infrastructure like change rooms, lighting and playing surfaces. The organisation's CEO, Kate Palmer, says now is the time to get involved.
The Community Sport Infrastructure Program is an investment by the Australian Government of more than $29 million this financial year to strengthen local community sport infrastructure all around Australia. We'd urge local community organisations not to miss their chance. They have until September 14 to apply for grants on the Sport Australia website.
And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
All our beaches this morning, the wind's sort of out of the southeast at the present time, so the southern corners do have the slightly better conditions. The swell is out of the southeast also. Wave size in the open beach is looking around that 4 to 5 feet mark. Southern corner's a little bit smaller, wave size around that 3 feet, but it's still massive due to that strong wind of yesterday, and I don't think it's going to improve at all today. Low tide is around 10 o'clock, high tide is around 4:45 this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 17 to 18 degrees.
Triple M.
Drive away in the demonstrator IS Turbo Sedan at Lexus of Port Macquarie.
Partly cloudy, areas of fog in the east, and a high chance of showers in the east, and a medium chance elsewhere today. 13 to 19 degrees. Now for the coastal waters, easterly winds 10 to 15 knots, as Hutto mentioned, and the Bluey waters fishing best bet for you hardy fishermen out there. Try the estuary for a brim on mullet strips. 3-day outlook tomorrow, partly cloudy, medium chance of showers and 21. Friday, partly cloudy, high chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm and 24. And Saturday, partly cloudy, medium chance of showers and 25 degrees. At the moment, 12 in Coffs, 9 in Kempsey and Port, and 8 degrees in in Taree. Now, the rainfall since 9 a.m. yesterday, 26 mils in Coffs Harbour, 6 mils in Kempsey, 0.8 of a mil in Port Macquarie, and 2 mils in Taree.
Johnny.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and coming up after 7, what changes would you make to Thomas the Tank Engine to bring him into 2018? That is Texas. I don't want to love it. Now, yesterday, the United Nations, they're not talking about North Korea. They're not talking about Putin. They're talking about Thomas the Tank Engine. This is the United Nations, right? And they made some changes to make it more inclusive, you know, in getting some other engines from other areas of the world and other, you know, more females involved. Let's open the phones after 7 to look at further changes we could make. Now, the story broke yesterday that they're going to do things, well, things like this. There is an Australian engine now, Australian Isla, Chinese Hong Mi, African Nia, and Charabala, a female railway controller from India, now in the new series. Now, what I'm thinking of is, given that Thomas is coal-powered, right, and the push these days for renewables, which makes sense because they're just there. You don't have to dig anything up. It's just there. But what about Thomas to be renamed Thomasina, the solar panel engine? Are you with me on this, Lee?
I'm all over that. Okay. That's a great idea,
mate. You got any other ideas to sort of jazz it up a bit?
Oh, look, I'll be honest. I haven't put as much thought into it as
on,
you,
Lee.
Or certainly you're not the UN.
You're the intelligent one. You've been a university.
Oh, I don't know. But look, maybe they should get a few man buns in there. What do you reckon?
Man buns on engines.
That could be a bit of a laugh.
All right, after 7, further changes to Thomas the Tank Engine. Our listeners are very good with stuff like that. We'll open the phone lines after 7. Now, let's put our serious hats on.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Righto, Lee, what have they got?
Yes, so in the Sydney Morning Herald today, plotters defied secret polling is the headline there. Cabinet ministers were shown secret Liberal Party polling that warned against a rash response to the challenges facing Malcolm Turnbull as Prime Minister just days before the party erupted in a chaotic leadership spill. As well as that, Minister ignores Justice report 9 months after receiving a draft of a report he demanded into the solitary confinement of young people. Corrections Minister David Elliott has not yet read it. And, of course, the fantastic effort yesterday by John Millman defeating Roger Federer in 4 sets. What a performance. That's detailed there in the Sydney Morning Herald as well. And in the Daily Telegraph, the headline, Teacher Sex Ed Lessons Furor. 200% rise in kids as young as 6. Changing gender puts spotlight on classroom training. Teachers are now being taught to spot potential transgender students in the classroom. That's in the Daily Telegraph. And last of all, revealed rough justice awaits the dirty dogs. A police yesterday launched a full investigation into the behaviour of Bulldogs players caught stripping naked and dancing on hotel tables in public view during drunken Mad Monday antics.
All right, thank you for that.
Mad Monday.
One of my best puns I've seen with the Millman episode with Federer was just the photograph of Millman, like, with his arms up, and it's got, Roger that.
Oh, you
like
love
you're doing
puns,
the two-way. Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah,
all right,
nailed it.
Now let's get serious again. Lee, what are you leading with today?
So I'm leading with today, in the coming weeks anyway, Port Hastings Council is set to remove the Banksia trees at Port Hastings Flagstaff Hill to install new signage as well as that. The work is being carried out to improve the line of sight in all directions out to sea and to increase its accessibility. The Port Macquarie flagstaff was a prominent land and sea marker in the early 1900s, at the time having an unobstructed ocean view that assisted the navigation of maritime transport. Just thought that was a cool little story.
Yeah, it is a good one. Well done, Lee. Thank you for that. Further details coming up. All the sport with Lee in around 7 minutes' time from now. And just, it's funny, having a look at the rain, we're going to staff function on Friday where we're going to be heading out to sea, right? And look, Lee's office has leaked ever since he's been here, right? I think they've fixed it now, and we thank them very much. But I drew you and the Secret Santa, so what did I get you for Christmas last year?
You got me a pair of emergency ponchos. How good is that?
Because I said to you, make sure you bring another change of clothes.
Yes.
And you just held them up. And stupid me, how's this for getting on? I said, who gave you that? He said, you did. The Christmas party.
Yeah, happy days.
How am I going?
So, remember them when we go whale watching.
Tell you what, Liv, if I keep this up, I'll be able to organise my own surprise party. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it's Johnny Fabrecki. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, who have another $1,000 up for grabs in the lucky members draw there tonight. It is Killer Queen there at 7:09. Well, the United Nations, they've got a few problems with North Korea and the Russians and the, you know, whatever's going on around the world. You know, the feast, the famines in some of those areas. But they've chose to stick their nose into a sustainable development program, which is overhauling Thomas the Tank Engine, making him more up-to-date, more inclusive. Australian Isla, Chinese Hong Mai, African Nia, and Cherubala, a female railway conductor from India, will now appear in the new series, which starts on British television next week. Now, I'm thinking, what other changes could we, as Triple M listeners, make to make him more up-to-date? Now, I've come up with the first one, would be renaming Thomas Thomasina, and Thomasina is the solar panel engine, right? He doesn't run on coal, right? He runs on solar panels. Come on, Triple M listeners, what other ideas have you got? I go to MRI this morning. G'day, MRI. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Now, listen, you're a fan of Thomas the Tank.
Never a doubt.
Changes? What changes do you think?
Mate, particularly with the following on of the Bulldogs problem, we need to have Bruce the Caboose. He loved to show his rear, so, I mean, we can just follow on from there.
Bruce the Caboose?
And then we could have the glow train, which is nuclear-powered.
Nuclear-powered, the glow train. I like that one.
Glow in the dark.
All right. Thank you, MRI.
Hooroo.
I'm still getting over Bruce the Caboose. One from Eric from Southwest Rocks. G'day, Strawny. What about if we had an American Thomas? That way he could be Thomas the Yank Engine. What about this one? Julia in Port Macquarie. G'day, Strawny. What about we have an episode where Peter Dutton challenges the Fat Controller for leadership of the shunting yard? That'll just about do me, I think.
Strawny.
For breakfast.
Yes!
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, and Worst Joke Wednesday, of course, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday is very special because it is the week after Father's Day, so we all should have plenty of dad jokes. Scotty at Telly Point.
Hey, Stormy, how are you?
Oh, good, buddy. Now, what have you got for us today?
Well, this was kind of a radio-inclined joke. So, you know, Bono and The Edge walk into a bar. They sit down at the bar. Barman says, oh, no, not you two again.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And Scotty, he's lost his voice too. They had to cancel one of the shows. Thank you, mate. I really like that one. Not you two again. Pierre and Ewan Guy.
How are you, Mark?
I'm terrific, Pierre. What have you got for us?
What do you call a fear of giants?
What do you call a fear of giants?
C-phi-phobia.
C-phi-phobia! Oh, look, you're going well here, going well. And we'll go to Scott now. Nah, Scott's gone. Scott's gone. All right, okay. It's between Scotty from Telegraph Point and you two and the giant joke. Both very, very good. Actually, what's going on? They're never normally that high a standard here on Worst Joke Wednesday. We go to the soundproof booth shortly here at Triple M.
Strawny! Strawny!
Mid-North Coast, it is Hump Day Wednesday, September 5 with Strawny and the little Irishman who goes all right, Fergal Sharkey there, and a good heart is hard to find. It's 12 past 8, showery on the coast, and a 50% chance of showers inland, up to about 19 today. Let's go.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel.
40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yes, let's go to John in Port to have a crack at the wheel this morning. G'day, John. How are you?
I'm well, Strawny. How are you?
Oh, good, mate. Now, do you feel it in your bones, John, that the rain's going to stay for a bit? It's going to stay?
I've been very lucky this week. You know, I won $450 on Lotto on Saturday night.
Oh, well done, John.
So I reckon this will cap it off, mate.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've been lucky this week because remember Cherney at Blair's, he gave away $250,000 on Father's Day. That. So, yeah. Let's see if we can spin up a grand for you. All right, let's see how we go. John, what number for you, champion?
Number seven, mate.
Lucky seven. Here we go for John. Lucky seven.
Come on, seven.
Oh, John, what's three times seven, John?
21.
That's what it's landed on, I'm sorry to say. Oh. Can't give you the cash, John, but I've got your details, phone number, etc. End of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M Jam pack bag full of goodies. You're in the running to win it, and you never know. I'm glad you had a bit of win on the lotto. Good on you, John.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, buddy. Other birthdays today. Joanne Stig's birthday today. Good on you, Joe. I hope you have a wonderful day. It's not quite as warm as when you were in Sicily a few months ago, but I'm sure you're going to feel very warm inside from all your family and friends that are going to make you feel special today. Good on you, Joe. Now, people like Joe are sharing their birthdays with the likes of, well, Jesse James, Raquel Welsh, and our own 007, George Lazenby, all born on this day, Wednesday, September 5.
Oh, Strawny.
What a genius.
He's got the Vandal. He's got the
premiership. Gladiator. Triple M's golden grand final ticket.
Oh, the golden grand final ticket. Only Triple M club members can win. Now, Ron, you'd like to go to the grand final, Ron, wouldn't you?
Yeah, love it.
Oh, how good would it be? And, Ronnie, you're a Triple M club member, which is great. And the thing is, we fly you there. There is accommodation. And how about this, Ron? You know how sometimes at Homebush there it's a bit hard to get in and out of. You get chauffeured into the joint, right?
Yeah.
You are in a boxed area where you have a five-course meal with unlimited beverages and you watch the biggest game of the year, the Golden Grand Final ticket. Who will you take, Ronnie, if your name comes out?
My partner.
You're going to take your partner. Good on you, Ron. Excellent. Now, who do you support, Ron? Don't wreck it and say Melbourne.
No.
Who do you...
South's the main supporter.
Ah, South. You go for South. Well, the Bunnies are on Friday night up against Melbourne. It's going to be a great game. You're going to hear it live on Triple M. Only Triple M club members can win. Good luck, Ron. That's great. We love it. If you're not a member, sign up today. TripleM.com.au. The Golden Grand Final ticket. Triple M Mid-North Coast and Triple M rocks your shop Saturday. We're going to be at Camden Haven Marine and it's going to be a huge day there for the Spring Into Boating Sale with Rob and the crew. Wow, looking forward to it. That is Give a Little Bit there from Supertramp, and we have had a little bit of rain. Port Macquarie the leader yesterday with the rainfall registrations, but Coffs bounding out this morning with 30 millimetres and it's still raining. By looking at the radar there, there's still some shower activities. It looks pretty bland from virtually Coffs south, though. Maybe just south of Kempsey there might be a little bit, but let's hopefully that builds today, gets over the mountain range as well. 132710, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. Where you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. And if you missed our discussion this morning on the United Nations intervening into Thomas the Tank to give it a more multicultural, inclusive type of look with different characters, we don't think they went far enough. And the Triple M listeners had some great suggestions, including MRIs, given what's happened with the Bulldogs the last couple of days, Bruce the Caboose showing his rear. So, I mean, you're very clever, you mob. If you missed it, just go to the page, press catch up, and it's also on the Triple M Facebook site. Bruce the Caboose. You like that one?
That's very clever, MRI.
Very good. Now, some of the other ones we got, right? Now, this is the one I love. There's a couple here we wrote down. If Thomas becomes an American, so he'd be Thomas the Yank Engine.
Oh, good one.
Peter Dutton to challenge the Fat Controller for the leadership of the shunting yard. Thomas to be renamed Thomasina, the solar panel engine.
Thomasina, that's nice.
Solar panel. So get rid of the coal. The island of Sodor, where Thomas lives, is now a wind farm.
Very clever.
And Ringo Starr loses his job as narrator to be replaced by Caitlyn Jenner. They're very clever.
I don't know,
but they're very good, the Triple M listeners.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yeah, and tell you what I did do yesterday. I know you're going to talk about Legacy Week again. Mm. I bought a $5 chocolate. It was very nice.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, very nice. Look for them. Well, they're all around the coast.
Exactly. So show your support. It's Legacy Week this week. And so it's a reminder that 65,000 present-day widows and children are currently being helped by Legacy. So there's around 530 widows and a number of families in the Port Macquarie Hastings area who rely on Legacy for their financial and social support. So get along, find them at your social, at your shopping centres and donate and purchase something like a chocolate, like Shawnee did. And nominations are now open for the Rotary Club Port Macquarie Sunrise and Mayor Sporting Fund Sports Awards. Over 7,000 in prizes will be awarded to local athletes to help them achieve their sporting dreams. Nominations close at the end of the month. Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at the Lions Park Boat Ramp in Maxville at 4:15. And the annual Archibald Prize is on show at the Glasshouse. So that's the one that's who's who of Australian culture, from politicians to celebrities, sporting heroes to artists. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on our...
Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for Brekkie. And winding up with the Eagles there, the new kid in town. Don't forget, at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club tonight. They've got $1,000 in the lucky members draw. Jerry doing the trivia. It's going to be a really big night. That's it for us. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Tomorrow morning on the show, Maroon talking NRL as Triple M gets set to rock the footy with the finals every game live. The sun's in the sky. More chances for you to win the Golden Grand Final ticket. And there's $1,000 on the wheel. Have a great day.